The following is a simulcast audio of my YouTube channel, Motor City Boatworks. Motor City Boatworks is my retirement amateur boat building and boat restoration studio. It's where I cover the projects in my boat shop. I'm rebuilding a 1986 Alban 27 pocket trawler and a 1982 Skipper 20 pocket sailboat. I cover the nuances, the tips and the tricks, the ups and the downs of what it's really like to be working on these old boats. I've been restoring boats for about 30 years as an amateur. I had a day job. It didn't allow me to work on boats full time. But now that I'm retired, I've built Motor City Boatworks, and the YouTube channel is a way for me to talk about my projects and pass on some of the knowledge that I've gained. I hope you enjoy these episodes. Let me show you how I painted the boat. Let's go. Episode 5, Painting the Boat. I started painting the boat in September of 2017. It was a big job, sanding, pressure washing, painting the deck, painting the interior, painting the exterior and the bottom. It was pretty involved. Today we're pressure washing. We're gonna start with spraying the deck with the pressure washer, and then I'm going to pressure wash the entire inside of the boat. We're using Simple Green to try and degrease and get most of the gunk off of the inside of the hull. It's particularly bad in the engine room, and we've opened up the drain plug in the keel, so that should help some of the water draining out, but I eventually think we're going to have to probably run a modified kind of home-built bilge pump to try and pump everything else out. And if we can get it relatively clean, it'll wash out most of the fiberglass from the sanding and get rid of all the dust and hopefully all this kind of grease and mess that's inside here.
The crazy part of painting this boat is that I look back and I was doing everything wrong. It's raining outside at one point where I'm trying to pressure wash and clean the boat. You can see the trees, the leaves falling on the boat as I'm spraying it. It's a complete but it came out okay. What are you gonna do? So I had some very particular ideas about, you know, painting boats and what paints I use. In the past, you know, I've used Interlux Brightside top coat paint for above the waterline, and I've had very good results. But the issue is it's expensive. It's very expensive. It's not only expensive, you know, when you do the initial, you know, work or job on a boat, but it's also expensive later on when you have to go back and touch up or do something over the years. I learned that with my big sailboat. You know, on various other projects, I've experimented with latex paints, interior paints, exterior latex paints. I've experimented with Rust-Oleum products, Sherwin-Williams products, a variety of them. And for the bang for the buck, for an economical, cost-effective paint to put on used boat project, I've had really good results with Rust-Oleum Marine, in particular the Marine topside paint. It lasts really well, it holds up really well. It goes on very easily. You can spray it. It's just all around good paint for the price you pay, and it's like one third the price of Interlux Brightside. And I decided on this trawler project that I was gonna paint this boat with Rust-Oleum Marine products. It's easy to find wherever you are if you gotta do touch-ups, and it goes on pretty well. I sprayed the paint on the boat using a Graco home semi-professional, you know, kind of spraying rig. I got it at a big box store. I was using like a number, whatever the largest tip is that allows you to shoot fairly solid paint. It worked really, really well. Gave fantastic coverage. But I will say that the Rust-Oleum Marine topside paint, it goes on thin, especially the white, and it takes a couple of coats for it to kind of build up and get really good deep coverage. Maybe three coats at least. The deck, I actually used Rust-Oleum Marine topside paint, which came out really well. I used the Sherwin-Williams urethane enamel products doing the hull on this boat. On film, it's a beautiful red hull, but the gloss is not really there the way I liked it. And it has a very workmanlike appearance up close. And so now it's caused me to decide that, you know, I'm gonna fix that, and I'm gonna put Rust-Oleum Marine paint, the red paint that I like, over this paint here. It just has a better shine to it, and I think it'll just look better. And that's one of the projects that I got to go back and fix. I want to thank those of you that have subscribed and those that have hit the like button. I really appreciate it. This week is kind of a milestone. We hit 1,000 views on the channel, which is awesome. We're almost to 30 subscribers. A very humble beginning, but we're on our way. Thanks again. This week, we have a question from Mr. Curtis Jackson from Brooklyn, New York. And Mr. Jackson would like to know, hey, when are you going to have some cool time-lapse photography showing your cool boat projects? Mr. Jackson, it's coming soon. If you like these videos, please subscribe and click the like button. These videos would not be possible without your support. Thank you. For more information, please visit the Motor City Boatworks YouTube channel or my website, MotorCityBoatWorks.com. Boatworks is spelled BOATWERKS.